Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the third quarter of 2022. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO of Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A. and CFO of Prumo Logística S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, Hannah, thank you very much. I would like to welcome everyone to this conference with the third quarter of 2022 highlights and of Prumopa, and I'm gonna go through the highlights. Would like to share with you the report. It's already uploaded on the website, and I'll go through, and then we'll have a Q&A session as usual. So starting with the highlights, we had on the third quarter of 2022 a handling of iron ore at the iron ore terminal of Ferroporte of 6.2 million tons of iron ore, which represents an increase of 3.9% compared to the same period of 2021 and 43.4% comparing to the amount that was handled on the second quarter of 2022. For the 9 months ending in September 30th, 2022, the total amount was of 15.861 million tons handled at the terminal. The FX movement of BRL against US dollar was basically the same, with a slight depreciation against the US dollar, moving from 5.23 to 5.26 on average, comparing the period in 2021 to the same period in 2022. On the third quarter of 2022, Ferroporte gross revenues from the take-or-pay increased 14.9% from 244.8 million BRL in Q3 2021 to 281.3 million in the third quarter of 2022. The adjusted EBITDA in the Q3 2022 was 214.4 million, representing an increase of 17.1% comparing to the same period of 2021. EBITDA margin was 82.7% versus 77.1% in the second quarter of 2022. And the dividend distribution coming from Ferroporte to Prumopar and Anglo, which means 100% of the amounts distributed in the third quarter, amounted 123.2 million, and Prumopar received out of that 61.6 million BRL. As you can see in the graph that we shared with you in the release, the margins were ranging in the last five quarters between 77% to almost 83% in the last five periods. Taking a look on Ferroporte's income statement, the main points we'd like to share were the consolidated net revenue represented an increase of 15.5% comparing to the same period of last year. And decomposing that, we can see that 96.3% it comes from the take-or-pay of the iron ore handling, and roughly 3.7% on the T-oil tariffs. Both movements on the take-or-pay, we had higher tariffs comparing to the last year due to the increase on the index of the escalation, and on the T-oil tariffs, increase in the number of operations and a higher tariff as well. During 9 months of 2022, net revenues increased 10.2% comparing to the 9 months in 2021. Costs on the third quarter increased 26.8%, mainly due to final amounts on the dredging of roughly 12 million BRL that were registered on the third quarter. And the net income amounted to 125.3 million versus an amount of 100 million for the same period of 2021. Looking to Ferroport's cash flow, we would like to highlight that amounts generated from operating activities totaled 146.4 million in the third quarter of 2022, representing an increase of 33.7% when compared to the same period of 2021. This was due to higher net income, depreciation and amortization amounts, and working capital variation as well. CapEx of Ferroport on the third quarter summed 23.7 million, with internal electric distribution lines coming up with roughly 9 million BRL and items related to safety and decreasing the risk on availability of 6.6 million BRL. Going to Prumopar now, there was a mistake here on the table that we uploaded on the income statement. So right after the call, we're gonna correct and make the substitution with the right figures. But the right reported net loss of 16.5 million in the third quarter, it's the same as is on the table, but the one on 2021 actually was 107 instead of 225.7 million, which is embedded on the table. So we're gonna make the substitution right away. On the Prumopar cash flow statement, the highlight is that Prumopar received, as we said, 61.6 million coming from the dividends distribution. We can see that on the figures there. And in BRL, we had a slight increase in the escrow deposits of 0.2 million due to FX variation, but in US dollar terms, we have exactly the same amount, which is $11 million for the debt service reserve accounts. On the balance sheet, the total debt increased in BRL to 1.53 billion BRL, and in US dollar terms, the total debt summed 298.4 million, being 292.9 million of principal out of the 298.4. So those were the main highlights that we would like to share with you on this call prior to going to the Q&A session. So I'd like Renan, please, to call the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Please hold while we assemble our roster. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. Please hold while we collect new questions. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugênio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, so I'd like to thank you again, you all, for the participation. As I said, we're going to upload the correct file with the figures that were incorrect on the income statement of Prumapar, figures for 2021, right after this call. I'd like to apologize again for this, and hope to see you soon on the next earnings call for the full year of 2022. Thank you very much.
That does conclude Prumo Participações e Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the third quarter of 2022 audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.